everybody, and welcome to August. Yeah, it's summer is almost over. So you thought it was just here. It's almost done. It's almost cold again. As a matter of fact, it's kind of getting chilly out there right now.
Yep.
Life is fleeting. We're all going to die soon. Welcome to Game Over. I'm your host, Simon Pazdar, doing my faithful squad mate, Adam Pazdar. Matt Menier, again, is out. He's actually enjoying the last bit of summer while he can. He's at the beach, probably. So that's where he is. We wish him all the best, and we hope to see him soon. However, in his place, we have a special guest host. Everyone say hello. You can't do that because we're on the radio, but say hello to Mr. Ian Coffle. Hello, Ian.
Hi, guys. Good to be here.
Good. So we brought Ian as our special NHL correspondent. We've seen his Twitter feed, and we have a long history with Ian, and we know that no one is better at complaining about the NHL franchise than Ian. So we thought it. We've been doing it.
That's so true.
As amateur hour for quite a while now, but we needed to bring in a professional.
Yeah, but it takes years to perfect your complaining.
Yeah, it's a skill and a talent. So before we get to that, though, there are a couple little bits of news that I want to talk about, and the last one I'm going to give is going to transition into our NHL and, in fact, sports game power hour discussion that we're going to be having here today. The first little bit of news, I don't know if you were worried about this, Adam. Spoilers, I've been thinking a lot about Spider-Man PS4. I know. It's going to come to a shock to our regular listeners that I think about Spider-Man. But you know what the thing that's consumed me for the past week that I've been thinking about?
No.
How do you jump? Because in the other games, some of the games you had to double jump, some of the games you held after you jump. But in Spider-Man 2, the greatest Spider-Man game of all time, you charge the jump.
Yeah.
Yes. And so apparently in the original make of the game, charge jump was not in there, but they heard the fan feedback and you can unlock charge jumping. So if you're out there and you are pulling your hair out and you're saying, is it going to be charge jumping in the game? Don't worry, it's in there. This game truly does have everything. Second bit of news, God of War. If you spent the last 2 weeks listening, you know that we were absolutely fawning over God of War these last couple weeks. It is officially, the highest grossing PlayStation exclusive of all time.
Yep, it's putting up Witcher numbers.
And that's pretty good because we all know how I feel about The Witcher.
Yes.
I feel very strongly about The Witcher. But that is great. I think that, furthermore, I think people all should go buy The Witcher for different reasons. But if you have any interest in this game, go out and play God of War. Go out and buy it because this is the kind of game that needs to be supported. These are the kind of messages that we want to send to the video game industry, that we want strong single-player experiences. That it's not all, like, I know Fortnite's blowing up, but I think that God of War is a stark contrast to Fortnite, where it's like, hey, okay, so the kids are playing Fortnite. Like, 12-year-olds are having their parents hire Fortnite tutors to play Fortnite, which is ridiculous, but fine, okay? If you want to be more competitive in your social circle, that's up to you. But I think it's huge that gamers around the world are voicing with their wallets that they want strong single-player experiences in the home of God of War. I think that's important. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Do you concur? I figured you would.
I should have concurred.
So speaking of games that should focus more on single player, see what I did there? Smooth. Yeah, not
good
bad.
Good segue.
Thank you.
Which you've ruined by mentioning it, but
that's okay. I like to wallow it myself. So we are talking the NHL. We're talking about basically EA Sports. So primarily NHL because we're all hockey experts.
Red-blooded,
Ian and I are both
hockey-breathing Canadians.
Exactly. Good old Canadian boys, eh? Me and I are both wearing hockey shirts. Adam did not get the memo.
No.
But that's okay.
My shirt is in the wash.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about NHL 9, NHL 18, NHL 19, NHL 18. And when I say NHL 18, I also mean NHL 17, 16, 15, and 14, because they're basically identical. And pretty much NHL 19 is identical, too. And we're going to be talking about, Adam and I have been doing some homework. Okay, we went out there and we put in work. So we have gotten a pretty decent understanding of the NBA. I played 2K, so not EA, but 2K NBA 2016 I played. You've been playing FIFA 18.
Yes.
I've been playing Madden 18. And we also have an understanding of MLB The Show 17.
Yes.
Because you've played a bit of that. So I feel like we've dipped our toes in a lot of water here, so we can really come to an understanding. And you know what? I'm going to start it off. I'm kind of curious about your opinions because, Ian, you've played a fair amount of Madden and football games too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, perfect. So I will say, in terms of the actual, there's kind of two ways to look at a sports game. There's the playing of the sports, and there's literally everything else. After playing Madden and NBA, the actual on-ice product in NHL isn't perfect, but I think it's pretty close. I think there's a bigger gap between NHL and the other games off ice than on the field. I think the NHL gameplay is actually pretty solid. Now, that's probably because they have to focus on it so people can play it online. But how do you guys feel? We'll start this off here. Gameplay-wise, how do you feel NHL compares to the other major sports?
I think it's pretty close. As I said, I feel like my teammates were more on the ball when I was playing soccer, no pun intended.
Pun very much intended.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Don't pretend that you didn't intend that.
That's very true.
That was a solid pun.
But in baseball, obviously, your teammates don't really matter as much. It's sort of a one-on-one at a time type of deal.
Yeah.
But definitely in the soccer, I felt that my teammates knew more of what they were doing. But I suspect that is probably because I know more about hockey than I do soccer.
Yeah.
Like, if someone was a die-hard English football fan, they might look at that and go, well, those people are morons.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, well, I didn't notice that, but I don't know what I'm looking for.
So when you're saying your teammates, are you talking about AI teammates? Or are you,
yes.
Okay, not online with other people.
I don't play with other people.
No, nobody does.
Well, I mean, plenty of kids do, but we're voicing our concerns from the 25 and up crowd, the people who want to actually play the game single player. Because, again, we first talked about NHL 19, and I'll get Ian's thoughts on the gameplay in a second. But when they announced all the changes, they said they're focusing on the online play. There's like a quote that's on the EA's website, or I think they did an interview with Polygon where they're basically like, we see most of our... I don't necessarily agree with this quote, by the way. But we see most of our return players come from online game modes. And so that's what they're focusing on. So if they're focusing on and it still sucks, I don't know what to tell you. But most of the stuff that we're going to talk about here is stuff that they aren't focusing on, but definitely should. But Ian, how do you figure the NHL gameplay compares?
Before I go to that, I'll just... On what you said there about they see most of their returning crowd coming from the online... I think that's kind of a stat that leads into itself because they keep developing more for online every year. Every year online changes, but the single player or the couch modes don't. So of course you see more return from online players because they're the ones that are getting the updates.
Yeah.
Yeah, my plants are growing bigger because they're the ones I water.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that it is. It's 100% cyclical. By the way, before we continue, in terms of Neil and Matt news, Neil has just texted me from the previous show, prick up your ears, that Monster Hunter World is coming out on Steam this Thursday. I did know about that, actually, and I forgot about it. So people like me who've been holding out for Monster Hunter World, coming out on Steam.
Maybe you might get it now.
It's worth getting.
Yeah, we lost a couple of friends to Monster Hunter World. Let's put it there.
Just gone.
Yes. Well, I mean, Matt basically fell off the face of the earth for a little while there.
They'll be back when they finish their armor set.
Exactly. When they finish their Palico? Yeah, that's it, Palico. Anyway, so Ian, actual gameplay.
So when you say the gameplay, obviously you're meaning the on-field or the on-ice product compared to the real. Again, like to back up what Adam said, I think a lot of it has to do with how familiar you are with the game.
Yeah.
So when I play a game of NHL, I see a lot of things that I feel that happen in a real hockey game, like the scrums around the net, people banging in loose pucks and rebounds that EA has just never even attempted to translate to the game. But when I watch a game of NBA, as far as I know, because I don't really follow basketball, it looks pretty accurate.
Yeah.
So I think EA does a pretty decent job translating the product, but the more nuance you get into it, the more differences you're going to see.
Yeah, it's tough to tell.
My complaints have very rarely been with the on-ice product.
Yeah, I agreed.
Yeah, it's usually the off.
I can say it's tough to tell. I think between you and I, Ian, have both played more Madden than Adam has. It's tough to tell with, I think, Madden and with MLB because those are sort of singular character-based sports, by which I mean when you're when you're doing something, you only really have to focus on one character at a time. So they can get that one thing very refined. So an MLB game really just has to nail pitching and batting. Those are things that kind of have to be very refined. And then the fielding can be a little bit less so. Whereas in FIFA, it's more – in FIFA, basketball, and hockey, it's more – balanced out. And so when I was playing Madden, I was like, this is a great quarterback simulator. And they lean into it, right? Because when you're playing it, you have the option to play just offense, which I did because I attempted to play defense. And man, I don't feel like I'm doing anything.
Football, you're taking something else, though, because when you say it's a one-on-one kind of thing, you got to understand you've got 10 other players on each side that have to be involved, and Madden has come a long way from back when I used to play it on the N64, where everything was canned animations and canned tackles.
Yeah.
They've introduced the newer engines, and now you start seeing individual body parts interacting with each other, where if you just clip a guy's leg with your arm, you see him stumble. Mm-hmm. It doesn't automatically latch on to the pre-programmed animation and just he falls down.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, speaking of which, one of the big things that NHL, it's inexcusable. I was about to say borderline inexcusable. It's not. It is inexcusable. It's that every other major franchise is on the Frostbite engine for EA. So EA developed the new Frostbite engine. If you want to see the difference between Frostbite and regular, either look at an old MLB game or an old Madden game, or just look at Mass Effect 3 to Mass Effect Andromeda. That's the new engine, the new Frostbite engine. And NHL is the one sports franchise that's still on the old engine. So it's like they haven't even taken the time.
Well, they keep saying next year, next year.
Yeah, they definitely take it. But I think, like, FIFA, what was it, 15? Whichever one was a new one on the new console, it was a big deal that it was the Frostbite engine.
It was a private number calling me while I'm on the radio.
Yeah, can you, hey, if you're out there calling Adam, can you just send a... by the way, if you wish to reach us, you can. Okay, the answer isn't by calling Adam on a private number, though. It's by going to Facebook.com/GameOver, GameOver UMFM on Facebook, liking us on Facebook, and messaging us there.
Yeah.
That's how to contact us. They don't have to call us. It's okay.
Only Adam's biggest fans get his private.
That's right. So, in which case, definitely our mom. Calling from a private number. But yeah, it's pretty much inexcusable that it's not on the new Frostbite engine at this point. But I totally agree with what you guys both said. So it's like when I'm playing, I went into Madden and 2K NBA with such little knowledge of how those games actually function. And I left with a greater appreciation for football and basketball. I left with a greater appreciation for people who are good at basketball because, like, it's far more of a skill-based game, I think. Like, there's a lot more of nuance between what your character can actually do and handling the ball and all these kind of trick shots and timing and stuff like that. And I was like, I'm never going to have that. I'm not going to play this game enough to bother having that, so I'm just going to beat the bag, pass it around, let someone else do the work for me. And that's how it works. But the big thing that a lot of games have come into, I don't know if it's in MLB. Actually, I think it's in MLB 18, because I know the guy at EB Games tried to sell me MLB 18, but it was like $80 and I didn't want to pay it. But in NBA, in Madden, and in FIFA, there is a story mode. And I was actually looking at some reviews for Madden 18 for what other people thought about it. And Madden people hated the story mode, apparently. But I thought it was actually solid. The one problem was in the Madden version, expected you to know a little bit about football, which I didn't. But NHL hasn't really even come close to attempting anything story-wise.
Well, they tried a little bit for 1 year and then immediately ripped it away when they jumped to the next gen consoles.
Yeah, by which I mean, like, it still feels very their live the life mode still felt very old school, like text based RPG. Yes. Like you do something, a little blip comes up, you answer your question, and line of dialogue. But in this one, and you can tell a little about the FIFA one. Have you played any of the story modes there, Ian? By the way.
I have not played the story modes, but I've done the road to the show in MLB.
Okay,
yeah.
So they're kind of version
so
of
much
it.
More in depth.
Okay, so you could talk about that one. We'll talk about the other one. So with the Madden one that I just did, it's called Long Shot, and basically you play as a guy named Devin Wade, who is a high school star. Because in football, even more than the other sports, like high school is really when you got to shine in football. Like people always talk about their high school football days.
Yeah.
But are you shaking your head at me? Because
I'm shaking my head at you because college has rules. You can't draft out of high school. They have to have had at least 3 years of college experience before they can be drafted by the NFL.
Well, yeah, I know they have to go to college. College football is just as big. But I think no other, like, you don't think of high school basketball or high school hockey the same way you think of high school football. Like, high school football is almost like a media trope.
Oh, it's a religion in the southern United States.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. That's the only thing I'm talking about.
So is college football.
Yeah, so going to college is still very important. But they start you off, you go through your entire thing. So you actually start off as a kid, and you play this guy named Devin Wade, who is a high school football star, and then, spoilers kind of, your dad dies. It happens almost immediately. And then so you back out of your college football days. So they talk about how, like, highly touted the prospect you were going into college. And then your dad dies, so you quit football. And then the way it is you get spotted at a combine by someone who wants to put you on a reality TV show. So this maybe this is what annoyed people, is that they wanted, like, I want to be able to live my life as if I'm a football star, whereas this would never happen. So there's a reality TV show called Long Shot. They drag some former NHL players into it. They got Jack Ford as your coach. They got Dan Marino to do some voice acting. And that's all fine. I appreciate it for what it was. But I think the bigger problem is there is that this is not a realistic thing. And when you play a story mode, I don't know what the FIFA one's like, but you kind of want to start as you, pick your character, and then maybe they have a set path, like you go through whatever, whatever. But I think you want to be able to have your choices, whereas this was like a almost telltale.
Seems a little kind of shoehorned in there, just for the sake of it.
Yeah, I mean, I did appreciate it that they made some attempt, and then actually, especially because I'm not a football fan at all, like I've actually bashed football as it's like catch just with hitting. Like that's how it started. Someone was playing catch in a forest with like a stick, and then a third guy came in, like tackled the guy who was playing, and they're like, let's make a sport out of it. And that's basically what it is, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But actually hearing the characters, the voice acting was pretty solid, so actually hearing the characters talk about football, everyone, how, like, what an impact their life, and the character moments were pretty important.
There better have been a laces out moment in there.
I don't think so.
Oh, what a waste.
Yeah, I know.
Why get Dan Marino?
Yeah, they did a few different things. Like they fit their military thing in there, because that's a big deal. You actually went to Kuwait, I think, to a military base. You played football on a military base with a bunch of military people, because why not? America. Yeah. America.
Exactly.
It's the most America game possible. And then by the end of it, you get to, by the end of the story mode, you get, spoilers, you get drafted, shocker. And then you can export your guy, not to franchise mode as I originally thought, but you can export it to Madden Ultimate Team. So it's like, it takes you out of the story mode, and it's like, hey, by the way, now you got a character for the online mode. I'm like, ah, you ruined it. You had it, and then you ruined it.
FIFA did the same thing.
Yeah. So did you finish the FIFA story mode?
I did not. I'm at the end of, I believe I'm in chapter 3 of 6. And each of the chapters are fairly long.
Yeah.
And again, it's the same concept. You are a specific guy. In this case, someone named Alex Hunter, who's apparently, I don't know if they did the previously on thing, because I didn't play FIFA. What did we have? FIFA 18? Or did we get 17?
Yeah, we had 18.
Okay, so I don't know if in 17 they had Alex Hunter before, but they pretend like he's previously on, so they do the story, and apparently he's, you know, young upstart superstar, and he played for, like, he got drafted to England for, I think it was one of the European competitions. Anyway, so you're playing as him, trying to establish in the big leagues. And for what it's worth, like, if you're into English football, it's probably a pretty good time, because, like, the acting all seems pretty convincing. I'm not a super expert on any of this, but they all seem to have, like, the characters have different motivations, which is interesting. You have an estranged relationship with your father, which is thrown in and kind of odd, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just gotta have some drama.
Yeah.
Well, literally.
And there's plenty of it. Like, the whole thing is full of it, but I really like how they translate it to an on-pitch product. Because you don't have to play just as Alex. You can play as the whole team, which is usually what I do, because position lock is boring when there's 11 people on your side of the field.
Yeah.
And then, you don't necessarily play the whole game, but if Alex isn't on the field, if he's been substituted in or out, like, they just sim the rest of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the coach will also pull you aside and be like, here are the three things I want you to do now, 2/3 of the way through the game. And so now you have objectives, now that the game's been sort of set up, and you have to figure out how you can do this to get yourself more experience. And I really like that you have goals like that, and all of the chapters come with goals.
It was done in chapters?
Yeah.
Interesting, because the Madden one was just this big, long slog. I don't want to say a slog, but it was just like a big, long blur.
Yeah.
You had like a progress meter in the main menu.
Yeah.
Of like you're 60% done or whatever. But that was it. It didn't have chapters. That's interesting.
Yeah, and they kind of throw a couple curveballs at you, and I
curve guess.
Curveballs? Yeah.
I thought we were playing.
Well, they do curve the ball in.
Well, you're not allowed to throw it, though. Surely. This is
well, the goaltender is.
Yeah, I guess.
Goalkeeper, excuse me. I got to get the lingo straight.
Yeah, I got to get the lingo to footy.
But no, it's really interesting because they do. And again, if you were probably more into football than I was, you'd probably be really into this story. But yeah. I was just like, okay, this is kind of neat. Like, I can sympathize with Alex. And, you know, he's 17 years old. He's being offered the job of a lifetime.
Yeah.
So I get all the drama that's revolving around this. And so, They do a good job of highs and lows, and I haven't, like I said, I'm only on chapter 3.
Do you have any choices? So. Is it like,
yeah,
do you have dialogue
trees? There are two kinds of choices. So you have attitude choices, where you get to be fiery, cool, or balanced.
Oh my god, I hate this.
Well, they actually have meaningful impact.
Okay.
Because if you're fiery, the fans like you more, but the coach likes you less, so you get less playing time.
Vander Kane.
If you're cool, the coach likes you more, but the fans like you less. And all
fans
bounces
like
in the
a cool
middle.
Guy?
No, apparently not.
Ugh.
But the manager does. So, and then the other kind are actual, like, real decisions. Like, there's one point where your agent totally screws up.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the choice. Fire him or keep him.
Yeah.
And, like, if you fire him, he's gone for the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad becomes your agent instead.
So how do those choices... Okay, so those choices kind of impact it. In the Madden version, I didn't even mention this, but you have a if you pause, go to the pause menu, you have a draft card, and it gives you a ranking. So you get like football HQ, football IQ, and like ability, and then you have a score. And so as you go through, it does give you choices, and they can be like even a small choice. Like for example, you have a best friend in the game. His name is Colton Cruz, the Cruz Missile. He calls himself. He's actually pretty funny. But when you're going through, like you're in the car, and you could be driving in the car, and he like turns up Taylor Swift. And you have the option, like it's a little bar that's going yeah. down, to choose to sing along with him or turn off the radio, which is really funny. And then,
sang
like,
along, right?
Naturally,
yes,
of course. And if you do something like even sing along, it'll like affect your score. It'll be like shows good with teammate or gets along well with teammates or something like that.
Yeah.
Or if you try to like play it off or do something later, they'll actually like show up. So it's like, oh, I know this isn't going to mean stuff later, but it's kind of cool that at the end of the game or at the end of the story mode, I can go back and I can like look at my report card and see how all the decisions I made sort of affected my draft class.
It is exactly like a Telltale game, then.
Basically, yeah, it is. It has multiple endings, so that's a Telltale thing. You can either go, your friend can either get drafted or not, and he can get drafted to the same team or your rival team. Those are the kind of the four endings. And also, something I thought was really cool was they did interviews with live-action people, which I thought might look stupid, but graphics are at a point where it kind of looked okay, actually. So at one point, you do a TV interview with what I think are equivalent, like the Jay and Dan of NFL. I don't remember their names, but it was like these two guys who have a sports radio show. And so they interviewed you, and they were live on a TV. And then they had like a TV camera facing you, and then you were obviously your created player. But that was actually really cool that they kind of gave it that little bit more of authenticity, and you could hear them talking about you. I thought that was interesting. And even when you played like the high school games, they had high school commentary. However, Ian, Road to the Show, I think, from what I've heard online and from the guy in GameStop who wanted me to buy it, this is what people are the most excited about. Is Road to the Show better than both of these?
You know, it's different. I wouldn't say it's better. I mean, the last one I played was probably 16. There's not quite the same interaction that you get in the two that you were yeah. talking about. You're still kind
of... Are you yourself? Do you get to pick who you
oh,
are?
Oh, yeah, you can create yeah. your player.
Okay.
And you play a couple of, I don't know why it's international games rather than, say, high school or college games, but depending on where you put your birthplace, you play these international games between different regions of the United States, and then international if you're from
anywhere
other
than the
States.
Oh, yeah, I did that, and I did the Show 17, and I did that. I remember that.
And so it's like NHL, where it's much more menu-based, but you do get a bit more of a feel to it because your actions are directly leading to your development.
Hmm.
If you decide to play a pitcher and you make yourself a closer, yeah, you can only throw about 5 pitches before they yank you out because you don't have the stamina.
Yeah.
If you're playing any field position and you strike out a lot, well, guess what? Your vision goes down.
Hmm.
So you're less likely to hit the ball.
Yeah.
But you go through the whole system, the minor league system, just like you would in NHL or any of the other games, and you get... Because baseball's a little different like that, you get drafted and you have your choice. Do you want to go to that team or do you want to go back to school for another year and then re-enter the draft later?
Yeah.
Once you get to the bigs, it turns into the same kind of slog as the NHL Create a Pro. Yeah.
So it's sort of like live the life once it gets there.
Oh, it doesn't even have those kind of menu things. It tracks more stats, though. It gives you a bit more of a feel towards achieving something. Where NHL is just game after game after game. With the show, at least it's tracking, you know, hey, you have this many hits out of this many, and once you reach that, it gives you the little gold star to tell you you've done something right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, as little as it is, at least it breaks it up.
It's something.
Yeah, I agree. The I want to get in there briefly because I did talk about it. The NBA one, NBA 2K16, first of all, it was directed by Spike Lee. And it has this really strange opening where it starts off with you meet all the characters in their mocap suits. So you meet, like, the actors playing the characters in, like, their weird, like, ping pong ball suits. And then Spike Lee comes in. He's like, "And welcome to Living the Dream." And that's, I think, or Living the, something like that. It's got "duh." That's all I remember of it. Living, it's not like Living the, it's Living Duh. And then he, like, claps, and then all of a sudden you're in the world. The writing in that version was really awkward. But in that one, you do get to pick, you get to pick your name and design your character, which I think is different from either of ours, but certainly not as far down the road of customization as MLB or NHL. And you do have a story. So you have set parents, you grew up in Brooklyn, you've got a sister, you've got a best friend, and you go up through it and you get drafted and you can, you know, pick whatever team you want to go to. Each team got a couple of the superstars to voice act. Like when, if you go to, I don't really know NBA, so if you go to Cleveland, like, they got LeBron to come in there and be like, "Hey, man."
Well, not anymore.
Well, yeah. Sorry, did I offend all the Cleveland fans out there? This is 2K16, though, so I think he was there at the time. But they got whoever, like, the big name was to come in and be like, "Hey, man, welcome to the team." That's a terrible impression of LeBron, but whatever. And then as you go along, you can progress, and you can pick what to do with your character and, like, level up your stats as you play. So that's kind of similar to the MLB. And then the drama is with your best friend. He just, like, he takes your money because now that you're rich, it, like, affects everybody in your life. And your friend is getting into more and more trouble and then eventually dies. I forget if he kills himself or if he dies to, like, a drug overdose or a car crash, something like that.
Maybe
then eventually,
you just played the story wrong.
Yeah,
could have saved him.
I could have saved him if I do it again. Yeah. I got to go for the better ending. Yeah, but something like that happened. And then you kind of, then after you're done that, unlike Madden at least, we don't know the other ones. Then it just, like, puts you out into sort of a be-a-pro. But in this be-a-pro, you can still do choose what to do in your free time. So, like, in your free time, do you go to hang out with your teammates? Do you get better chemistry with your teammates? Or do you hang out with your fans? You do, like, a media thing? Do you go bowling to lower your stress? Like, you have different options.
Nico.
It did fail. Yeah, Nico. Okay, Kazik, you want to go bowling? Man, I was looking for, like, some down-to-earth whole food, man. That was great. Remember GTA 4 so well. But I thought that was actually really solid, the way it kind of spit you out into the game mode after you were done. It felt actually pretty organic. It's like you play the first couple years, and then it's up to you play the remaining however long it is. I was impressed to keep jumping around, and then I think we're going to spend the second half talking almost exclusively about NHL, if that's okay with you guys. I was impressed that in Madden, they kind of have a built-in endgame. Whereas as you level up, you don't, or as you level up, but as you gain experience, you don't just gain experience for your character. You gain what they call legacy experience. And so at the end of it, in theory, your end game is to retire and go into the Hall of Fame. So when you start a franchise mode, you can play as either a player, a coach, or a GM. Or an owner, I suppose, not the GM. So depending on what you do, your character that you create, doesn't matter which one of those three it is, if you play for like 15 years and have a lot of success in whatever organization you do, at the end of it, you should be able to retire and then they induct you into the Hall of Fame. And that's kind of your end game, which is not something that I've seen present in any of the other sports games. I thought that was a really cool idea.
I haven't played NHL long enough to see.
No.
I did it once where I played like a Be A Pro for like 15 years. And honestly, I was like a 99 overall, but I kept simulating years. So they sent me back into the AHL and then I would score like 80 goals in a season just to get back up to the NHL. And then the retirement was like, "Congratulations, good job."
Sounds about right.
It's like, we don't expect anyone to make it this far, so why would we possibly write anything for it?
Oh my god.
But it was cool that they came up with a way for a sports game to have an end game in NBA. Or in NFL.
I want to say in Madden, if you do the player, you can actually then retire and become a coach and basically continue the game mode.
I think so.
That's also true in FIFA.
Yeah. Because in when you load it up, you have the option of being a current player or a creative player, or you have the option of being a current coach, like the existing coach, or a created coach, and you can come up with a backstory. And the same thing for owner. So you can be the real owner, or you can be a former player, a fan, or a media, or like a super rich person. Those are your three options. So I assume that if you're a former player, you just jump into the former player profile, which is cool. Yeah, I did like that quite a bit. Now, we will. I brought up, I don't know if Adam remembers it, but I brought up my wish list from a few weeks ago. I'm curious to see what Ian's wish list looks like. But we've compared it to the other sports franchise. We're going to take a break, play a couple commercials, pay some bills. But in about but a minute and a half here. I'll be back, and we are going to talk about the future and the past of the NHL series. So we'll be right back. And we're back. Welcome back to the special Power Hour episode. What's today? Terry Fox Day? I think that's
the
actual
name. Terry
Fox
Day, that's the right.
Welcome to a special Terry Fox Day episode of Game Over. We are doing the full half hour. Once again, your Game Over crew is your host, Simon Pasdor, and my faithful squad mate, Adam Pasdor, and special guest host, Ian Koppel. So we are talking about sports games today. We spent the previous half hour basically talking about how NHL, or basically talking about the other sports games, so we kind of have a grasp of them. At the beginning, we talked about how we don't know them as well as NHL, so we can't judge the actual gameplay as much. But going from the videos that I've seen online, and just I looked up some other reviews and critiques, and it seems like everyone's complaining. So it doesn't matter what the game is, people think it's terrible. Like, I looked at the new NBA 2K19 or whatever it is, and it's got like mixed to mostly negative reviews on Steam. So you can't please all the people all the time. You can't even please any of the people. Any of the time.
But we buy it every year.
And I do still think objectively that NHL offers the least. So it's like everyone's complaining, but we have the most right to complain. that's kind of how I feel. But yeah, I did watch some Madden one. I actually watched a really interesting video on the Madden game called Instant Replay is Broken or something like that. And it was basically, not that Instant Replay function doesn't work, but that if you go into Instant Replay and you look at the field, it doesn't look as good as it does in live gameplay.
Oh, man.
And sure enough, I was looking at one of my touchdown throws in Instant Replay, and one of the opponent players just literally started bolting it into the crowd. I expected him to come at me because he got, like, loose from the scrum, and he just ran to the other side of the field and then, like, threw a wall. So I was like,
when you gotta go, you gotta
go.
I must go. My people need me. But I was like, okay, I see what you mean. That doesn't hold up under further scrutiny. I can respect that. So there is a lot of the stuff that I think that NHL should steal. There's some stuff that I think it does okay, but once again, we're going to be talking mostly about offline game modes. So let's talk about actual features in the other games that NHL should steal. When you're playing Madden, and you're actually playing as your character, when you play the game, each character, every single person on the field as part of a play gets experience. And at the end of the game, if you have enough experience, you can level up those points. So sort of what they do in Be a Pro in NHL, they have it for every player in Madden, which I kind of liked, actually. Because in NHL, I mean, put your hand up out there and in the room if you've been playing an NHL game and randomly, like, a 5'8 guy got 99 in slapshot power, right? That kind of weird crap happens all the time. They do not level up in realistic, feasible ways. And so I kind of liked how in Madden, they gave the customization to you. And the way they did potential is they had player types. You had, like, normal all the way up to superstar. And so for superstar, you just gain EXP faster. And then that's how you can level up that character in a way that makes sense for how they would play on your team. I really liked that. What I also liked is how they had traits, which are now kind of in NHL 1s and sort of in 3-on-3, in that you have like a big slapper or like hard hitter or whatever. Those sort of traits were built into all the characters in Madden. So to have like this player is clutch, or this player is a good pocket passer, or this player is like a big hitter, or whatever. Those were actually like built in there. So when you're looking at a player who's on your team or that you want to sign, you don't just see their stats, you don't just see their overall, but you see like, okay, this is the kind of intangibles that this player brings to the team. I would really like if that kind of stuff made its way into NHL.
Yeah, and like if NHL, the stuff that they put in there with the morale system actually made any sort of sense.
Yeah, so chemistry is pretty high on the list. We will go through this list, but is there any stuff from your playing FIFA that you think they should directly lift?
Yes.
Into
NHL? The big one that jumped out at me was one of the things I really liked in Be a Pro is your ability to train. And I think they have had that in NHL before, where you can specifically try and make yourself better in certain areas.
Yeah.
But one thing I really liked in FIFA is that exists in Be a GM too. Mm. And like, you get 5 slots a week, and there's a bunch of drills you can do, and you actually have to go in and do them.
It's
a mini game
instead of just selecting, I'll work on slapshot power this week.
Yeah. Exactly. You have to play a mini game. And there's like 4 or 5 for each skill, which is great. So there's just tons of opportunities, and I'm like, I'm going to build my team around these five people, so I'm going to train them every week so that they get really good. And I really want that in NHL.
You actually brought up a point that both in NBA, you had like after every game, it kind of popped you out into this, you're alone in a court, so you could just literally practice your skills. But also then you could go and actually do drills. I don't know what's like in FIFA, but in Madden and NBA, or even in MLB, the minigame was like with a coach. So the coach is voiced, and he would be like, all right, guys, today we're going to practice passing. And then so you have to do like these little minigame drills. So you like have to, in Madden, you had to hit the guy when he's in the certain zone in order to make the pass. And then if you do those properly, you get a boost for the next game. And particularly, like, I don't know if this is ever going to be as much in any of the other games, because in the NFL plays so infrequently, but there was a bigger emphasis on preparing for your next opponent that I would like if it was emphasized a little bit more. So the practices like made sense. So it's like if you're going up against a team that's really good at rushing, maybe you're going to focus on passing ahead of them, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I would like to see that it got into the NHL, or even if you, like in this one, you had coaches. So like if you have a solid coach who's good at offense, you know, maybe if you're going up against the St. Louis Blues of like 2012, if it's just a big, heavy bruising team, maybe you want to work on skating a little bit faster for that game, so you can kind of whiz around them.
Or even if you couldn't prepare, even if you could know, like the freaking Super Mega Baseball game did this. It was like, here are five stats instead of just what NHL has: offense, defense, and goaltending.
Yeah.
Like, tell me a little
bit
about.
Even that makes no sense.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about what this team is good at, so I know how I have to play against them.
Yeah. All right, Ian, what things do you want lifted into NHL?
Just taken from any MLB game, and NHL's making steps towards this. I want to see a difference between the arenas I play in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Sure, they've started filling it out so that you're actually playing in Bell MTS Place or you're playing in Madison Square Garden, but every crowd reacts the same. Every crowd looks the same. You could be playing the 82nd game of the season. You need to get 2 points to get into the playoffs, and the crowd is just as plastic as they were in game 35.
Yeah.
And there are actually people in the crowds in Florida, which makes no sense.
And Arizona. Yeah, the presentation has a long way to go. It's good enough, I think, to get around newcomers, but once you know a little bit, then it starts to wear off real quick.
Madden is another one that's great for the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The crowds feel like real crowds. They react. The NHL series, they're there. They make noise.
While we're talking crowds, which commentators do you guys like the most?
The mute button.
The FIFA ones I liked, and then I was playing often enough to hear the same lines over and over again, and I went, oh, no, they're not creative. I just hadn't heard these before.
Yeah, exactly. I noticed the same thing with Madden. I did, for what it's worth, the basketball commentators were actually pretty good. It felt like they did the best job of organically talking about what was actually going on in the field. Like, it didn't sound super awkward, like, waffle boarded, he carries it up the wall, like, it wasn't all that kind of crap. They were talking and they were like telling a story to each other, and then I like made a 3-point basket and they just both like started laughing, like, that was a great shot. It actually felt like decent,
like they were watching the game.
It felt like they were watching the game, yes, as opposed to being an automated thing. Just
It very much, like in FIFA, after a while, it very much felt like they were telling a story, and then every so often they would interject, oh, this attack looks like it has a lot of menace.
Yeah.
And I heard that line a lot.
FIFA 18.
Actually, does how much commentating does MLB even have to have?
I don't remember any.
Yeah, it's been a while since I played them.
I don't think he need much, because it's like, we know what's going to happen.
I think he's going to throw the ball here, Jim.
Either he's going to hit it or he's going to miss. Yep. Or he's going to lightly hit it.
I think the MLB ones interjected a bit more of the recent stuff. Like, oh, you know, this guy's been on a hitting streak of at least 11 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is interesting. So, any other features that you want to lift from the franchise modes of other games?
Not specifically from other games. I can think of a lot of things they need to add or at least tweak.
All right, perfect. We're as crazy as it is, we're already 2/3 of the way through our time. So let's get to this wish list, because I think you're going to have a couple things to say or add to it. So on mine, I said I wanted a big game mode change. Like if I'm the creative director for NHL 20, which seems so far away, and yet it's going to be just around the corner, and I had to have like the big thing that we're introducing, it wouldn't be ones mode, it would be a skills competition. And I mean like a genuine, honest-to-God skills competition. So if you're playing the game, we all take a break for a week. Maybe you have to field some like media inquiries. And then you have to do the All-Star game, yes. But I really want a skills competition where like you have to draft your players. So maybe if like your guy is the captain of the all-star team. Then you go in, and then you have a whole bunch of minigames.
So a proper all-star weekend.
Yeah. A proper all-star week. I think that would be a lot of fun. It would give the player some personality, which they don't have. And also, the nature of it being to show off players' skills, I think it would force them to make the players play and feel a little differently.
Well, while you're doing that, add in the World Cup of Hockey every 4 years. Add in
the Olympics.
Well, sometimes. Add in the...
Ouch.
So you've just drafted this 18-year-old. Say you should, at the start of December, get the request from Hockey Canada to say, hey, World can Juniors. We borrow this guy for the World Juniors?
Yeah. I would be interested in that kind of stuff, too. But to me, the skills competition would be a bigger shakeup. And I was trying to think of what big game mode change do I want to see. I think that would be a lot of fun, just to have like a... And we all love minigames. Pokemon Stadium did very well back in the day. Okay, we love minigames. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Well, I think to go on to Ian's point about like the World Junior stuff, more external factors when you're the GM.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be just, I'm the owner and this is what I want you to do, and otherwise, here, sorry, you're on your own.
Yeah.
But like pressure from the fans to do a certain thing. Like, if you trade away a star player, they should blow up at you. Yeah. Like, your attendance should go down.
Look, you won the cup, but you lost your home opener and you didn't upgrade the club seats. I'm afraid we're going to have to fire you.
Yeah.
Why is the GM in control of who cleans the bathrooms?
These are the questions.
I want to know what the fans are doing to these bathrooms. Like, why do you have to repair them 4 times a year?
The bathroom is down to 40%. What are they doing? What's it, 0%? It's just like, it's just a hole that you pee into?
That's when you get the new Bomber Stadium.
Okay. This is the thing that I wanted, next up on my list, a thing that I wanted that is in other games, coaches with traits. Yes. So I want your coaches to have stats. You hire, you fire your coach. It's a huge part of actual NMLB. Like, Paul Maurice is like the fifth most tenured coach in the NHL at this point. That's insane. It felt like he just got here.
I know.
But that's how quickly the turnover rate of coaches in the NHL. That should be something in there. And again, if you're drafting and developing a team that's more offense, you probably want to find a coach that emphasizes offense.
And that's actually a feature that the old NCAA franchise had.
Yeah.
And that's going back 7-8 years, yep, where you could hire and fire coaches and coordinators.
It just makes sense.
But NHL is, I guess, going in the right direction because they've added scouting for 19, where you can hire and fire different scouts for professional and amateur level.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how...
Yeah.
I hate that quote. That quote that they had was, they said the scouting is deep enough to be its own separate product. What are you talking about? Separate, like, mobile game product?
What's Franchise Hockey Manager on Steam or East Coast Hockey?
Yeah. East Coast Hockey, yeah. I would be astonished if it's that deep. We'll see. So,
That was mind-blowingly detailed.
It hurt.
Yeah.
It was so detailed.
It was
tough to wrap your brain around. Okay, better trading. Trading and signing, I thought, should both have a little give and take.
Yep.
And should both have counteroffers. So you wanted this. What don't you like about it? What's your counteroffer? The best case that we came up with a few weeks ago when we were talking about this is actually in Civilization. When you're doing trading of resources,
yep,
they'll say, okay, I'll take this, but I don't want this. There's no reason that you can't do that in NHL. So it's like, okay,
sure,
there's
laziness.
Yeah, true. There's no reason beyond laziness that you can't do that in the NHL, and I think that should be in there. In Madden, when you're signing free agents, you can actually, I showed Adam last night, there's a breakdown. So if you make them an offer, you could see the breakdown of how many points, like how much influence that has on them. So it's like, I made an offer of however many million. It's got a signing bonus, which is a thing in Madden, but it's also a thing in hockey, so they could have that in there too. And so it's like, his salary gave him this many points toward it, the signing bonus gave him this many points toward it, the contract length gave him this many points toward it, and the fact that we were like Lombard Trophy winning, I think that's the name of it, I forgot
Lombardi,
that's the one, Vince Lombardi, the Super Bowl winning team, gave him a few more points on top of that, and actually like, gave you the breakdown. So it's like, this is what he emphasizes. That was genius, and I think that needs to be in NHL.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, why can't I offer a no-move clause to incentivize a 35-year-old veteran to sign here instead of somewhere else?
Yeah.
Numerous things that you can do.
Or, you know, promise X amount of ice time, and if you don't deliver on that, then free agents don't trust you quite as much.
I was kind of hoping to see that in the game, or in one of the games that I played. I didn't see that, but I agree that's something that NHL should have.
Well, I didn't get deep enough into FIFA to see how that worked, but from what I've seen of
John Green playing it online. It's pretty detailed. Okay. Like, there's a lot of, like, this person, you know, he's this much of a homebody, so he wants to live where he plays, and he's, like, from this country, and you have six other people from this team. So FIFA is apparently very detailed.
That's actually another thing in NCAA, where when you were trying to recruit somebody to your college, you would see how far they're willing to travel, and if you had more people from their home state, they'd be more likely to come to your school. So they had a whole lot more than just how much money over how many years.
Yeah.
And there was never give and take, right, in NHL. Like, if you offer a guy this much, he'd just say yes or no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Why not say, well, talk about a little more or less years?
They changed that a smidge in 18. Adam and I described that. We were doing a playthrough a little while ago, but not enough.
No.
You know, occasionally you would run to someone who did say, you know, that's a very fair deal, but I want test free agency or something like that.
Yeah, but that was every player if it had a no to their extension, right?
Yeah. Well, not like when you're doing trades as a GM, you don't even read the rejection message. It's just no, okay, I need to increase the value.
No, or you're close. Yeah.
Yeah.
In Madden, they had like a little bar of the other GM, so you didn't have a bar for this is a fair deal, but you had a bar for like how close they are to taking it. So you'd be like, oh, they're nowhere near close, so they could.
I'd like something like that for NHL when the computer decides to offer you some 81 overall third liner for your first, second, and sixth round pick plus a prospect.
Yeah.
I want an I'm insulted, don't even talk to me again.
Yeah, where's that button?
Yeah, we need to get
they
that.
Get to say that to you.
Yep. Again, I think why don't we get to I think say that option is in Civ to like to reject aggressively.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bader saying, and we all agree on counteroffers, morale basically means nothing to us right now. Like, if your guy's super happy, occasionally their overall goes up or down by a couple, but it's not really clear what you can do to make them happy, because I think we can all agree this is tied into chemistry. Chemistry should be in the game. So character, if
they
you play them together...
They took it away!
They kind of have them online.
You can say that about half of what NHL does. Hey, that thing we liked? Yeah, no, that's gone.
That's gone, yeah. Yeah, someone needs to mod NHL and just put all that stuff in there. But yeah, I think we can all agree that morale needs to make sense. And especially, like, the most random characters will have, like, leadership or presence in the room.
Or you'll have some guy who feels that he's a second line forward and you're playing him on the first line, so his morale drops.
Yeah.
And that, of course, brings the whole team down for some reason, even though you're winning.
Yeah, it's super random.
One of the team meetings, just like, I'm going to pick one of these four options, and randomly
will half go down. Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah,
I guess
no
that
indication
accomplished nothing at all.
Of who liked what. Yeah, exactly. That's it's so true. And it's like, why is my captain not a leader? I gave him the C. Why? That should automatically give you presence. Should
all
it
right, well, I'll take the C away from you and give it to a leader. Oh, and now his morale dropped, too.
There's no winning. Meetings, finances that actually make sense. So, like, the way you do finances in GM mode, I know it's a big deal, but, man, it sucks. I never seem to have enough money to do anything.
No.
Like, you could... Maybe I just am bad at the game. That's entirely possible, okay? But I never seem to have enough money to keep everything fully repaired for the entire year.
Yeah, you will always run out because they put that internal cap on arena operations. Like, no, let me put zero into promos. I don't need the fifth annual Mark Scheifele bobblehead night. I would like to actually repair the seats, please.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Jeez.
Okay, so we all agree that doesn't work. Hot streaks and cold streaks, I thought should be in there.
Yeah,
actually we get into later. I want advanced analytics in the game too, but you know you can't look at Line A's what like 19 goals in 14 games last year and tell me that hot streaks don't exist. I know statistically it's like they're not as impactful as people think that they are, but they definitely exist. Same thing with Perreault. Like Perreault didn't have a goal in like 30 games, didn't he? So it's like maybe if you have a hot streak, you pass that player a little bit more if he's just lighting it up. Or maybe if you're having a cold streak,
that
existed. Harder.
That was in old NHL games.
As were the traits. Like Peter Forsberg had a little bullseye next to him because he was a sniper. I wouldn't mind if that. By the way, do we make it clear what player roles do?
Nothing, because every player in NHL is exactly the same.
Yeah. Like I would like them to say, hey, if you're a sniper, we make your player more prone to shooting or something like that. But we made, like, Adam was a playmaker and you had, like, 50 goals. And
I led the team in goals. My shooting was, like, at the low 80s.
Yeah. Why? Just because you had high
offensive awareness. Yeah. That's what it was.
It's so hard to create a natural playmaker.
Yeah.
Hot streaks and cold streaks should be in there. Advanced stats. I don't know about you, Ian, and I don't know about people out there. By the way, if you're just listening to us, we're still complaining about NHL GM mode for franchise mode, I don't think I'll... but it's so tough to tell what's actually going on with your team. Like, I tend to look at plus minus, which is terrible, particularly with defense. With offense, if you have an offensive forward or an offensive D-man or a goalie, those are the three players, that's it, that you can actually tell what's going on. How many points are they scoring? How many goals is he allowing? But if you have a defensive forward or a defensive D-man, how the heck do you tell what they're doing?
You don't.
You don't.
You're just guessing. Takeaways? You, maybe?
Like I said, every player plays exactly the same. So even if they're a grinder, well, when you play the game, they're a goal scorer now.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there is no discernible difference between any of the player types.
Yeah. Not and more importantly, if you actually do go in there and play a player a different way, like William Karlsson was kind of a two-way forward in Columbus, wasn't he? And now he's Wild.
He barely played in Columbus.
Exactly, and now he's Wild Bill Karlsson on Vegas. So if you go in and you have a player that you love, and you play that player like every game yourself, and you score 50 goals, they should probably transition their player type from being a two-way forward into a sniper.
But everything's randomly generated, right? So I have a franchise going, I'm in like my 12th year right now. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy taken second overall as a franchise grinder.
Yeah.
And yet, if you look at his stats, he's got 90s in all his shooting categories, but he's a grinder.
Yeah. That's that makes no sense.
No.
And it needs to make sense. Okay. So let's keep going here. Advanced. Yeah. It's so tough to tell. I really wish I could find out something to tell. Roster sharing. I found that this isn't Madden, actually, where if you find a YouTuber that makes his own roster, you can download it. Why isn't that NHL? If I have a YouTuber who goes through and edits the next draft class, so it's more realistic, I don't want to do that. Yeah. Like, can I just download his?
Well, I was talking about this before we got on air. Like, I honestly wonder if the NHLPA is telling EA Sports to not mess with the player ratings too much.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Because if you have a guy like Connor McDavid, he should be able to skate circles around Ron Hainsey.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Ron Hainsey skating backwards can keep up with him.
Yeah, I do like, that's actually one of the cases where I think that they're ahead of some of the other ones. I didn't like when I was playing Madden that there were like 599 overall players. It's like 99 should be the best possible, basically. So there shouldn't, there should be one, and his name is Jesus H. Christ. That's the only 99 overall player.
I just want to see more discrepancy.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I want to see Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin be your 98th overall, and I want to see, you know, the guy that barely cracks the roster, say Marco Dano, should not just be a 75. He should be a 60-something.
Well, they started to do that, yeah. So a few years ago, it was particularly horrible, where you wouldn't, like, that sort of 80 to 90 range was where everyone was. Yeah, and now you can play NHL players that are in their 70s,
yeah,
which is something different.
It needs to be a bigger spread than that.
I agree. Yeah. It's got to be different. The way that the players play should be different.
Yeah, because the bottom of the barrel right now is 50. I'm like, There's still 50 numbers down there we could be using.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an infinitely dense number line, okay? So maybe, like, 50 isn't me, okay? So 50 should be, like, the worst NHL player. No, Anthony Peluso.
Like, right now, yeah, 50 is a CHL rookie.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So what are 1 through 49 doing right now?
Yeah, so there should be a 1 through 100.
Talking on the radio.
Exactly. There should be a 1, or at least a, like,
it really hurts.
Shots fired. He took himself down. He took the rest of us down, too. Jeez, man. No chill. You know, we're going to move on. We're not even going to keep talking about Boston Sarian. Player goals. We already talked about this. We all agree with that. It should be when you negotiate, the player should have a goal. So in a real-life example, Jacob Trouba allegedly wanted to play on the second line, right? He wanted to play the top 4 minutes. So you guarantee a guy top 4 minutes, and if you don't give him that, his morale goes down. We all agreed with that one already. The trade deadline was actually good before.
Remember the Blackberries.
Blackberries. Hashtag Team Blackberry.
I don't think the Blackberries were necessarily the way to go, but it was better than what we have now, where if you don't actually just stop on the day and start making your own offers, you wouldn't even know anything.
Yeah, there's nothing special about it.
Hey, guys, trade deadline's in 2 days. You should edit your trade block.
So similar to...
All right,
yeah.
See you later.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, that's the end of that.
I'll just leave you alone until the draft then. Bye.
So I would like to see it a little more, again, NBA, NFL, and FIFA all have this. I would like to see a little more, like, player models off ice.
Yeah.
And so maybe for the draft, you actually, like, have a draft table. Because they always do the big deal for the draft. They go to, like, a stadium. And same thing for the trade deadline. I think that you should see your GM's model in a room with, your like, a few of your randomly generated scouts or whatever. And maybe you should, like, actually do the trade deadline in a boardroom.
Actually,
calls.
even if it's just a change of the background menu, right?
Like, yeah, even if they have like that going on in the background and they give you the Blackberries back, that would be better.
Yeah, just something to change it up. Right now, it's just menu, menu, menu. Like,
yeah.
Give me a cutscene for God's
It really is like a 1994 text-based RPG.
Yep.
Like in Game Dev Tycoon, when you could play like a like NHL basically is a text-based thing. Anyway, custom arena music. This is something that Matt's been getting on. That's, you had it.
Yeah.
It was good.
Bring it back.
I could play Down with the Sickness when I was on the power play. It worked. I didn't have to listen to the Jump as my gold music. It worked.
On that, just the soundtracks. If you're not going to let us have the custom playlists, for God's sake, put something at least listenable in there.
Yeah. Just more.
What, you don't like hearing Are You Ready for the Devil Man 16 times an hour? Are you ready for him, Adam?
Apparently not.
You keep asking that question, so I don't think so.
Attributes that are tied to stats. So, again, if you have a player who's going through, if Adam is going through and he's scoring 50 goals a year, then, yeah, his shooting should be in the high 90s because apparently he's just scoring that much. Or if you go in and you make your William Karlsson score a billion times, or you take your, like, bottom-end player and you make him score, maybe you're, like, the cousin of Brandon Tanev. Maybe you're, like, Braden Tanev. And Brandon's your favorite player, so you want to go in there and make him a superstar and you score 80 goals with him every season. Yeah, his stats should go into the stratosphere.
That reminds me. Why can't we choose who our created player's favorite players are? Because morale is a mess is the answer to that question.
Why can't we? Oh, yeah, the morale, yeah. Okay, I thought you meant, like, idolizing.
No.
Like, do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know where that would come into the game.
That is so strange. Okay, search for a player. That's simple. You had it.
Why did you take that
In fact, in Madden, you have to search to not search for a player. If you go to just improve your squad, it automatically searches for players who are better at that position that you can trade for or sign.
Yep.
That was very clever. Free agency with negotiation. We already talked about that. Practice mode. I just want practice modes back. It should be there. It's tied to my skills competition idea. Live the life to match the other games. Create a player. You can press start to go and practice and see how your player plays. Why'd they take that out?
Because they all play the same.
Yeah. Touche. And smarter GMs.
How about smarter AI, too?
Smarter AI, yeah.
When I'm cycling around on the power play and I've got a... say, a line A over on the left wing, why is he sitting at the boards, or why is he circling the net behind me instead of actually setting up for the one time?
Am I imagining this, or did a couple years ago they talk about a feature that was basically all the players played differently? So I remember watching a video that Ian Redemensing, or whatever his name is, that he did where he's like, the Sedins play like a certain way, where they like rush the net and do this. And then they show like a clip. What? Why isn't that a thing? Like, players should play it differently. They should program them in.
Yeah. But right now, Ovechkin plays the same as Crosby. They just don't want to reprogram the AI.
And why does nobody pay attention when the net is empty?
That's not important.
Yeah, who needs
that doesn't happen every single game.
That's not important. We're going to work on hockey bags for next year.
Okay, but there's like 98 different toques, so is that not what you wanted?
Okay, that just makes me think of when you buy the case of Budweiser that comes with the team banner. You're going to get every team except the one you want.
Actually.
Yep.
Speaking of things that we don't want.
We're out of time.
Time just flies by. So, unfortunately, no doubt we'll keep talking about NHL, and we'll probably review NHL 19 when it comes out. But we are out of time. So, next week we're going to be back to talking about something hopefully a little more lighthearted, because this kind of got dark at the end there. It's just the roof comes caving in about how bad it is. So next week, something more lighthearted. Thank you, Ian, for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me out, guys.
Yeah, our pleasure. And we'll see everybody next week.